Blog Talk Radio.
The stars are aligning. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Service department, so I'm gonna have it on mute, but I'm here.
Oh, okay. You gonna be with me a little bit or what?
Yeah, I'm gonna be listening. I just a lot of background noise in here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I want to deal with some stuff today. Come out of the protocol and psychological warfare would be the title. And psychological warfare is nothing but deceptive intelligence. And some psychological warfare is going on now where people believe that the government is shut down. have you noticed that? The panic it done created?
I think we got it's one more day before we know something, huh?
No. They shut it down last night.
Oh, they did?
And the government is shut down now. According to according to social media, to what has been released from Congress, the government is shut down right now as we speak. But Brother Drew, the government ain't shut down because see the government don't pay no goddamn body, Brother Drew. Do you get paid with money or a check? You used to get paid with a check. but you don't receive money from the government, and you don't receive a check anymore from the government, what do you receive from the government? You receive credits, and you have to have a debit card to pull the credit off. Credits ain't nothing but paperwork. You ain't getting no goddamn money from the government. You get credit. Every month I get so many credits, 1,000 and some credits, that goes to my credit union that says that this person with this Social Security number got this many credits from the government, he can buy and sell with these credits up to this point. Ain't no goddamn money involved, as we know. Ain't no paper money involved. Ain't no coin. According to the Constitution, coins, the highest form of money in America, is the dollar bill, is the silver dollar, not the dollar bill. That's a legal tender. That's debt. That ain't money. That's a legal tender. And see, when you think that you got money, money comes in the forms of a penny, a cent, a dime, a nickel, a dime, a quarter, 50 cents, silver dollar. That's what money comes in. The Constitution is very clear about what money is and what money ain't. But due to the fact that we've been put up under the teaching of the three R's, and we don't understand how we've been with deceptive intelligence, we think shit going on ain't even happening. That's psychological warfare. You see, the definition of warfare means engaging in war. War is a state of armed conflict between a nation, a group of people, or states. So when you got something that you don't understand nothing of, not no African American, you don't understand a damn thing about warfare because your education that you got, Brother Drew, we were educated. They ain't hear it from what they say they taught you. They first said that they taught us in school the three R's. And then the next thing they say they taught us was the ABCs. With both of them goddamn things is a goddamn lie. Because the three R's ain't reading, writing, and arithmetic. That ain't the three R's. The three R's is the three roughings. And the damn sure didn't teach you your ABCs. They taught you your alphabets, but they didn't teach you your ABCs. But they told you that you knew your ABCs. So your education that you got, Brother Drew, just like me and you, Brother Drew, I don't know about you. I can say me. I was taught I had Algebra 1 and Algebra 2 my junior year and senior year. I had Algebra 1, Algebra 2. I had half a semester my junior year and senior year of geometry and half a semester of my junior and senior year of trigonometry and calculus. I've been out of school since 64. But all of the system is designed for after you've been out of school for 10 years, Brother Drew. I was an A student in them courses. If my life depended on it now, I couldn't work an algebra problem, a geometry problem, or none of that. I forgot all of that. So
yeah,
your school system, right, because your school system is so designed that after 10 years, you forget about every goddamn thing that you done learned and made an A in. You done made an A in it. Now, shit like T&I, trade and interest, if you agriculture or something like that, in my case, music, if you keep on constantly doing it, you only get greater at it. My thing was history. I liked the subject history. So I kept on studying history. But these other subjects that I was taught, shit. And matter of fact, Brother Drew, you was taught the first thing that they taught you when you was in school system from the first grade, second grade, third grade, and fourth grade, they taught you how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. Now, I guarantee you, goddammit, the average person can't, as we speak, you put up 10 people, they can't add, subtract, multiply, and divide without the goddamn calculator.
Right.
They don't know much. They wouldn't know how much change to give you back if they didn't have a calculator. So you can see that the school system, what was it designed to teach you, or was it designed to conquer you? Because everything that you learned, you done fucking forgot it after 10 years. I just noticed, I sat down last week, I was talking, I got an old book. I was looking for some other books, and I got my old geometry book, and I looked into that geometry book. That shit looked like goddamn sun porn to me. Brother Drew, shit. And I was an A student in geometry.
Yeah, I know what you mean on that.
Yeah, I couldn't work a problem or nothing. So we can see that. Why we in the shape that we in now is simply because we have to go back and analyze everything that was given to us. Ain't no damn government shut down. What the real deal is, that's when I went back into the protocol, because the protocol, what's going on now, it tells you, protocol absolutely tells you that protocol number one tells you that political freedom, God, this is what this book says, civil rights is only a idea. It ain't a fact. Ain't now one of that. It's a good damn idea for a person to have freedom. It's a good idea that a God created you, and every God got his own creation story, and God didn't create man. Man created a God to lead his, and then put rules and regulations to this God. Dude, we know that for a fact. Ain't no God created no man. Man created God. Because the first thing a nation of people get is signs, symbols, and numbers. That sign, symbols, and numbers become a language to the people. Me and you were going to make a nation. People, we're going to say, well, we tired of this shit, Brother Drew. We're going to start our own damn nation of people. First thing we'd have to do is get us some signs, symbols, and numbers to create a language with it. After we do that, we get us a God. You see what I'm saying? And then after we get to God, we get a government people.
Yeah, I follow you.
And a government, the government, God, through a priesthood. So and every nation of people had to do this. If you're a nation of people, but African American didn't come from a nation of people. He belonged to other nation of people and don't know that he's a conquered, and his mind is conquered over that. You belong to the Arab nation, the African nation on the Ifi, the Arab up under Islam, and the people of Hell up under Christianity, the Hellenian people. And see, Brother Drew, right now, if you ask somebody to ask them a question, who is the people of Hell? Or tell me the history of Hell. They couldn't do it. But you know what, Brother Drew? Every movie that they made back in the 50s and of Hercules. You remember the movies that they made come out with one after another one?
I used to like them.
Of Hercules? Hell, all of us got, I got them. I got over 40 of Hercules. I got these movies on DVD, but I also got them on VCR. Now, the history, Hercules was the king of where? He was the king of Hell. He came from a city named Helena. Helena is the god of Hell. It's a female god. We can go read the history on it. But they told us that Hercules was a man, just like Olympia. You have the Olympians. Well, hell, Olympia was a man. In Rome, the day after he died, he was such a great athlete and stuff, same as Hercules. They made him a god. And you start worshiping, you worship them, then you don't even know what the hell you got them doing. So if we, the people of hell, we are up under, is the people that call themselves Americans. That's the last name. But they first started off as the people of hell. Now, here's something, Brother Drew, that when you walk up on when you study history. People of hell, when they mix their seed with Yehuda, well, when they mix their seed with Yehuda, they conquered Yehuda. When they conquered Yehuda and had them babies by them Yehuda women, and that's who you call Judah. that's what in this language it would be Judah. And the baby that came out of that Yehuda woman, they call him a Greek, Brother Drew. So a Greek is nothing but the people of hell mixing their seed with the Yehuda who they conquered, that tribe of people. They was Yehuda then and had a baby by them. They named the baby a Greek. You can go back in history. I got a book with all of that shit in it. When you study in a chronological order, this is why it's so important. Now, who is Yehuda? Yehuda in this language is Judah. Now, who is Judah? Judah is the southern kingdom that was started by Yehuda and Benjamin that lasted for 300 years and had 20 kings. Yasharal, who you call Israel, now we got another mix, another seed right there, Brother Drew. When this Yehuda mixed its seed with Israel, Raw and El, the people, they became Israel. They had 9 kings, and they was the northern kingdom. And it was 10 of them tribes, and they were there for 200 years. And how you could tell them tribes, Brother Drew, that they had mixed their seed with Isaac, Raw, and El is because they were calf worshipers. They worshiped the golden calf. You see that in Moses, the Ten Commandments. The northern kingdom, which was 10 tribes, who is Israel, they had 200 years of history, and they had 19 kings. Yehuda, who was in the ways of Yah, and that was Judah and Benjamin, out of them 12 tribes. It was 12 tribes. Out of the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, they established what is called the southern kingdom. They believed in Yahwehism. And these northern kingdom, they was caste worshipers. And you can see, follow this history all the way up to the Mesmerite Jews, to Jesus Christ and the church and the Roman Catholic Church and to Christianity and to angelic gospel, Christianity, the teaching that's over here now. We can trace that history all the way up. We'll walk it one after another right on up 2018. We can do that right now. See, when you've been given deceptive intelligence and psychological warfare, it's been put up on you, and they give you a word that this brain's liberal, and we have to understand what it is. the average person, Brother Drew, don't even understand what most people think. This is a democratic and republican form of government. It is not that. It is. It ain't got no democrat form in it, none whatsoever. Because see, this is the Republic of the United States of America. The democratic form of government. All we have to do in 2018 is ask ourselves a question: how did the democratic form of government get to be part of a republican form of government? And that'll take us back to the Revolutionary War. And we start with the Southern countries. See, because ain't nothing over here. Ask ourselves another question. When the people came across here and started setting up colonies over here, what did they call them colonies? They call them countries, Brother Drew. Virginia was called Virginia Country. Pennsylvania, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Virginia, Florida, Maine, New Hampshire. These was countries. They called them countries. They didn't call them state. And each people came from a country that had a different religious belief. Your religious belief, you sell where the people believe what you believe in. That's how this thing first started off. They started out as the Continental Congress. Most niggas don't know that history. But if you walk in this shit in a chronological order, you got to hit it when these people came over here. And I looked up, Brother Drew. I was curious. I asked myself, I say, how many countries? I knew that through reading history, you know that the greatest, you ask yourself a question, who was the greatest conqueror of all of them European nations? It would be Great Britain. I asked a question, how many countries in existence right now at 2018? There is 195 different countries, Brother Drew, as we speak. Out of 195 countries, only 22 of them countries, England don't rule. And one of them countries is the United States. They ain't never got their freedom from England, as we've been told, because England rules as we speak now. In 160-something, subtract 22 from 195, and you see how many countries that they rule in. This is Great Britain, Brother Drew. That's why every minute the Queen is drawing over a billion dollar interest on her money, and interest in the bank. She got that much money in the bank. England have that they draw that much interest on the money. You can Google all of this shit, and all of this stuff comes up under a teaching. So when we go back and study the history of seven great empires, starting with Babylon, Assyria, Syria, Persia, Greek, Rome, America, what do we see? What do we see? We can see Hellenism, a system that came through, that's in the Masonic system now. That you had to be a Mason to know that system that came through. Because, see, the United States government is up under the great seal of the United States of America, let you know it's Scottish Rite Masons. So that's a what? Seven-step initiation in Scottish Rite Mason up under 33 degrees. They also have a 35th degree that you don't know a damn thing about it. Because, see, you can be a 33rd degree Mason, Brother Drew, and you still got to go to the 35th. You got to be invited into the 35th to know the truth. If you're a Master Mason, Brother Drew, you only have working knowledge of how to get through. Master Masons, everybody that's a Master Mason out there now, know that your Masonic book tells you that you ain't got absolute knowledge until you become 2 degrees. You with 3 degrees, you just enter into it. And especially you don't know a damn thing, because the next degree you get is the Royal Art degree. And the Art is the key to Masonic knowledge, because the Art is the key to building the bridge. Whoever has the key and the knowledge of building the bridge, you can have a nation of people, because you can't be a nation of people if somebody in your nation don't know how to build a bridge. That's why they call it the Royal Art degree. And I've made out a list of words that when you get infected with the protocol say, when you get infected with the idea of freedom, and it becomes the masses of the people will believe in liberalism. That is democratic. That's the Democrats. And for the sake of an idea, it was willing to yield some of its power. When through liberalism, you can see the downfall of government. Now, a Republican form of government goes through four phrases of government. It goes through four, it passes through four stages, Brother Drew. It only lasts 250 years. We in our 242nd year over here, from May the 1st, 1776, to now it's 242 years. According to history, Brother Drew, in 8 years, this government would fall. Now, you and I can see the falling of this government right now. But we could see the fall of it way back longer from now. Right. But it's very easy to see that the government is falling now, because hell, the motherfucker is shut down as we speak.
Yeah, that's a good observation.
Yeah, so you know that we are off into this. And so let's see what it says. It says every Republican passes through stages. The first of these stages is called the blind mob, which is the right wing and the left wing. The second is it goes through a demon guard, D-E-M-A-G-O-G-Y guard. From that, out of that, you born anarchy, A-N-A-R-C-Y form of government that eventually leads into the fourth step of despotism. D-E-S-P-O-T-I-N. Well, we can see this word, despotism, when we look up the word, we find a definition of that word, we can see that we in that form of government as we speak. It's protocol number 4. He said that we would be able to see this shit, Brother Drew. It said, in order to give the Goheens no time to think and take notes, their minds must be diverted towards industry and trade and political through the media, create chaos. Now, you didn't have the chaos that you have came from what? Social media, which is a new thing, Brother Drew. The form of social media that came into existence with the internet and Facebook, when they, the beginning of them, is awesome now. It says that a democratic form of government will become a mob form of government through social media. Well, if we look at shit, Brother Drew, you get judged now through what? The Facebook, Instagram, whatever you call all that shit. They hold your trial. And then after they hold your trial, the people execute this shit. You found guilty. All of this stone shit of people, child molest, that shit done come out where? That's social media. They say through social media would create chaos and a downfall. So this is why I know that this book here is 527 years old, and something that's been in a movement that is 527 years old. And this movement, when you study the book, was in effect 100 years before the time period of it was supposed to be. You can't change this shit now, Brother Drew. You ain't got no power to change something that's 527 years old. You better understand what it say and how you supposed to live and act in this, and what is coming through this movement and where it's going to be at. Because, see, this movement, where did it start with? Who started this? And this was the Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion. Well, the Zionists, you getting them mixed up and talking about they Jews. There ain't no Jew, that's a movement. that's a movement that's 527 years old. And they ain't deviated. And that movement, where did it start? It started in England in 1489. Why did it start? Well, then when we ask them questions, who were them five W's, why did it start? We can see. And what did they say that they were going to do? They said it's going to take some time to take back what Magog and Gog had stole from them, and they would break them through the economy. And I find it very simply amazing that in here it said, we'll bring the guns of China. Well, first it said we bring the guns of Japan, and then we bring the guns of Russia, and then we bring the guns of China against you. Well, the guns of Japan failed. The guns of Germany and Russia failed. See, Russia and all of these countries have declared war on the United States, but the guns of China ain't come yet. But we've been fighting the war with China since 1950 under the name of Korean conflict. It's it. And as me and you can see right now, it's escalating. China ain't said a damn thing about Kim, because why he ain't said nothing about him, Brother Drew, is Korea is the land. The people that live in Korea, North Korea, where Kim is, they Chinese. The people that live in South Korea are goddamn half-breeds, which is a Chinese and a Great Britain done mixed their seed with the Chinese people, and the baby came out that Korean that don't bleed like the Chinese. You had to know where Great Britain laid its seed, had children by them women over there. And what we're dealing with is the children. We're not dealing with the original. We're dealing with the children of the original when you're dealing with this history. See, Kim takes his orders from China. How you think he get missiles and shit? Yeah, they buy their shit from Gov, which is Russia. And if you notice, Brother Drew, Iran, when Korea get through causing chaos with America, here come Iran.
Yeah, tag team.
With a conflict. you got a conflict. And let's even get deeper with this shit, Brother Drew. Let's look at something. In the beginning, Jesus Christ was the superstar in the Eastern Hemisphere, which is the East, the South, and the Northern Hemisphere. Jesus was the superstar. Well, in 2018, Jesus has become the fallen star in the Northern, the Southern, because all of Europe, 90% of Europe as we speak right now, is Islam. Now, with 9/11, when was that, 2001? Allah came to the United States.
Are you sure?
Allah came to the United States. All of Great Britain is goddamn 95% of Great Britain right now as we speak is they Muslims. And Allah done come to the United States. And Allah, when he come to the United States, you hear Allahu Akbar, and the people start shitting on themselves. They so scared. And only one person. They ain't sending no goddamn army at your ass. They sending one person or two people. They call them suicide bombers. But then when we go back into the history of the Muslims, you know one goddamn thing. Them ain't Arabs. Them Ishmaelites. Because the Ishmaelites in the 10th century A.D., they had a group of Ishmaelites that broke away from Sunni and the Shiite Muslim way of thinking and created a group of people. They first was called the Dressers, and then the Fatimas, and then the Hassin, which means the assassins. And that's what the hell you dealing with right now. You dealing with some people that attend the last war when you, the Ishmaelite, the last war he fought, Brother Drew, was 1025 A.D. He ain't fought a war until they mess with Bin Laden. He ain't fought a war or declared a war on nobody since 1025 A.D. Now, I'm going to ask you, how that's almost 11-some century, 1100 years that them people been screwing and having babies, but they've been teaching their ideology of their form of Islam. And now you don't know them because they got a movement now that shit done took up in the last 15, 20 years. Their movement is you don't know what nation of people or what color of people that's with them. You don't know who with the Taliban, with the suicide people. Now you don't know if he's from Great Britain, if he's an African, if he's an Arab, if he's an Ishmaelite, because right now they done attracted the attention of a whole lot of young people of different nationality. Now it's become a movement. We can see where Jesus Christ used to be the superstar. His ass is the fallen star right now. Because Islam done took over where Jesus Christ prevailed. Was that predicted? Hell yeah, it was predicted in this protocol where they say they'll take another nation of people. It reads in the Bible of a wicked-ass nation of people. They'll take a nation of people and destroy it. They give you a whole lot of story with Nebuchadnezzar. That's the first story that they showed you where this, and when the people that came over here, the white people, hell, they were running from the Muhammad when they brought their ass over here in the 9th century. You see, Mark, you had to know the history. I know the damn history. You can't bullshit me. Brother Drew, I know the history. You see, when you know the history, then you got peace of mind. See, when we're in this last stage of a Democratic and Republican form of government, Brother Drew, this government got to fall. And the next government come in will be a centralized government,
right?
Where it ain't gonna be nobody gonna have no money. You gonna have credits and debits. All money, and that'd be obsolete. This would be global. This is not gonna be just only the United States. This is the whole damn world coming up under this this method. Of how you do business. See, the way you do business now, you ain't going to be doing business 10 years from now, less than 10 years from now. You ain't going to be doing business in the form and the shape that you're doing it now. But the old system has to fall first. And we end up seeing the fall of it because what? Someone created this, and we already see that it was in this book. We see it right before our eyes. We see it happen. You had 12 executive orders that Kennedy got killed for, that he put out in 1960. It wasn't time in 1960 for the takeover, but you can see that if we go into them executive orders, all but one executive order, 1101, all of them has been passed through government, all but that one. And that 1101 reads that the government take full control of the work brigade of the United States. Now, what's this telling you? What form of government that is? That's coming, same as what China got. The government take care of the people. Upon the one centralized government, though, this time, it ain't going to be this government here and Allah over here, Jesus over here. No, you're going to have one world religion. That's Zionism. That's that they started that movement already, but it's so disguised that it's in its early stages where you can't, not unless you've been in this book that I've been in, you can see it come into existence. But there, you can't see it because it's highly disguised. Like, you couldn't see this shit here coming to your butt either. It was highly disguised for a long period of time. But now you live in it. And see, in the protocol, in the book of the protocol, they got what they call film rights. When they put that ass in that, when they put the knowledge in the film rights, it already done happened. They got full power. Then, in other words, they put it in signs and symbols. You seen that sign where that snake got his tail in his mouth? You ever seen that sign? Well, that means it's 360 degrees. He ain't straightened out at 180 degrees anymore. See, when a snake crawl, he crawled at 180 degrees. He put his tail in his mouth. He make a cycle, meaning that he's 360 degrees. Well, whenever they 360 degrees with certain information, they put it in the funeral rites. when you get a protocol, you go back there and read them funeral rites, and you see that that shit's already in existence and been in existence. And see, everything, Brother Drew, the setup that we had, shit, this setup started in 1889, and in 1989, hell, it was through with it. That's reading everything in the Bible looks like it's true now. See, but that information was put in the Bible to let you see a story at a later time. You can follow that story right down to the Greek if you know the signs and symbols of who you dealing with, and that's the symbolic snake. They tell you about this, about the you if you go if you off into esoteric knowledge. You have seen that sign in somebody. You might not know what the hell it was, but you done seen it before if you've been studying. Just like you've seen it before, Brother Drew. And so you can go straight down and see when certain things happen here, you can automatically see it. In this book, it says, we shall surround our government with a whole world of economists. Well, ain't we in this period? This protocol number eight is 1 degree above perfect. Meaning they was perfect, wasn't it? When you could see this. This is the reason why economic science, from the principles subject to the teaching given to the Jews, around us again will be a whole constellation of bankers, industrialists, capitalism, and the main thing, millionaires, because it sustained everything will be sold by the question of figures. Well, what did that tell you right there? That's a caste system. Well, have this been done? Hell yeah. If you know who the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral, and the Bilderbergs is, then you spot the millionaires. But I find it very simply amazing, Brother Drew, the millionaire has been bought out by the billionaire. The billionaire has been bought out by the trillionaire, and the trillionaire is done been bought out by the zillionaire. And we don't understand these aristocratic elite terms that I'm using right now on certain people. See, ask yourself a question, which is Jerry Jones? He damn sure ain't no millionaire. He damn sure ain't no billionaire. He damn sure ain't no trillionaire. So he has to be a zillionaire. How you know that? Look at his expenses. His expenses is $1 trillion. More than likely, his expenses and his payroll is how much per month. So the man can't be no trillionaire to pay out that kind of goddamn money that he pay out. He's a zillionaire. And ain't nobody never heard of a zillionaire. Didn't even know they had him around, did you, Brother Drew? Had you heard that word used?
No.
Yeah, you heard the word trillion, but there's another word called zillion.
Yeah, you hear trillion.
And I tell you who used that zillionaire a whole lot if you listen to her talk, because she won. That's Chelsea Clinton. She used that word all the time, zillionaire. She slings that word around, but nobody pay her attention. Probably laugh at her because you don't understand what you're dealing with. Hell, a millionaire ain't shit. You can win that goddamn tonight in the lottery. You got $1 million, you ain't got shit.
Right.
You win that shit in the lottery. But when me and you was little boys, If you was a millionaire, shit, you was rich. You didn't want nothing but $1 million. The average nigga now is looking for $1 million. Hell, if you had $1 million, hell, you ain't got shit. Shit. The psychological warfare been put on your mind. Shit. That $1 million is a lot of money. $1 million ain't shit. Because a millionaire gonna buy your ass out if you get something. Give you a good example of that. Look at all of your black $1 million business, Brother Drew. They ain't here no more. We start with Swan Groceries. They ain't here no more. Grocery Supply got them. Council of Foreign Relations. Motown. He ain't here no more. He first one to make $1 million in the record business. He with RCA now. Coma Cottrell, BET, Johnson & Johnson, all of your black businesses that was $1 million business, they couldn't goddamn compete in the world of the billionaires. So the billionaire brought it, bought out. The millionaire. You see what I'm saying now, but Drew?
Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
You understand? Why we ain't got no...
That explains why all these new companies always getting bought out by somebody.
Right, see? These ain't no millionaires and billionaires and trillionaires that's buying this shit. These are zillionaires that's buying these trip. Every damn body that's got a football team, a basketball team, a sports team is a zillionaire. He ain't no motherfucking goddamn millionaire, billionaire, or trillionaire. Cause look at his goddamn overhead per day. What you think? How much you think them people's overhead per day? Them people's overhead per day is damn near $1 trillion. Shit. So, I mean, we've been taught, Brother Drew, not to think. But if you sit down and start thinking, be an analytical thinker, you can see a whole lot. This is one I like in here. This is protocol number 9. It says, we have food and corrupted the use of the goheen. Goheen, that's when they say goheen in this book, they're talking about Magar, they're talking about white folk, they're talking about the Germanic race of people. By rearing them in principles and theories which are known to us to be false, although it is by us that they have been incalculated to be right. Now, with Barack Obama, the White House became the Blue House, the Rainbow House. And you know that shit that he put into existence at that time was not right for the laws he put on the homosexuals. Being a homosexual or gay is a mental illness. It was a mental illness all the way up to 1970 when you can see when the fight came for to make the homosexual, which we call a sissy, promote him in society. But when they had the Million Sissy March, the LBG, they came out, gay, lesbian, and transgender. When they mixed, they became one organization because the gay and the lesbians had their own group, and the transsexuals and the transgenders, they had their own group, but they became one family, big old family in 93, where you can see their power in 2000 and 18, and it came through Barack Obama. you can see it and see you've been fooled. You people hollering you Christians and shit. You know this shit was wrong, but you say it's right. In your government, Brother Drew, in the federal government, they had a sodomite law. You can't be no, it's against the law to be a sodomite. But the states overlooked that. They overlooked that. That's the reason Trump said your ass is going back to a Republican form of government and a Republican constitution, because your state constitution ain't a Republican constitution. There ain't but one constitution in the United States that runs America, and that's the federal constitution. The state constitution comes up under the federal constitution, but the state constitution, they don't obey nothing that the federal constitution got, and they ain't did that since Thomas Jefferson time, so they is what they call renegades up under the Democratic Party, which is known as liberalism. And see, the reason that Great Britain is still over here in the United States is because the Democratic Party is over here. Those was people called the Loyalists. The Loyalists was called the Tories. The Tories and the Whigs. The Republicans was called the Whigs. Go back into that history. But that's why Cromwell came through the South. He didn't come through New York to attack Washington. He came through the Southern countries, as they were known then, because they wasn't states then. He come through North Carolina, South Carolina to attack them. So all you people that were loyal to the crown, they was plantation owners. That's where you get your English control. Then it got into the government. They let the Republican form of government, let them stay over here. And then you can see where the Democratic form of government now is done overtaken the Republican form of government, because it's a mob form of government now. It's a mob. Now, a mob is a group of people that's angry. And see, the mob will take up arms. See, the mob is just shooting and scrimmaging, I call it right now. But eventually the mob going to take up arms. And see, they at high pitch for taking up arms, because, like, I think today they having a rally in Dallas to impeach Trump rally. They rallying for impeachment of Trump. You can't impeach something that you didn't put into office. Common sense tell you that Trump won with the Electoral College, and your dumb ass don't know what the Electoral College is. He didn't run by popular vote. Hillary got the vote, but he didn't get the president. So your dumb ass should know that your vote don't count. I mean, you don't have to do that. Hell, you go back to Bush. One turn and Bush was in. They warm your ass up to let you know that your vote didn't count with Bush. Then they came back with Trump, because your vote don't count. That wasn't who was elected. They elected to be the president. You don't know how the government is run and who run the government. Then you fucked. Shit. It's just as simple as that, Brother Drew.
Right.
But there are books out here now that you don't have to be no damn fool. You don't have to be no damn fool no more. You have to know how to work in this government. And the basic main thing is your mind. You can't get caught up in that rhetoric of government shutting down and fucking with your mind. There's a lot of people over here in the apartment where I live. They don't come up to me and ask, people, what, you think they're going to shut down our church? Your check, goddamn, is credits and debit. You don't get no money. You don't get no check. Your money that you call money ain't nothing but goddamn credits. It's on a piece of goddamn paper. The government going to issue you whatever, how many, $1,250 called dollars. $2,000, whatever your Social Security check or your government check. Them ain't nothing but credit. That ain't no goddamn money. Those are credits that you pull off of on a debit card. And when them son bitches gone, goddamn it, you ain't got shit. You had to wait till the next month to get some more credits. And that's the system that we're going to. But it's in its early stage. But if you, certain books, Brother Drew, you can do. So I hope that whoever listened and got a little esoteric knowledge have learned something today about the shutdown of the government. Don't let that blow your peace of mind. Shema Yahawadah, Yah, Abinka, Yikah, Kamariyah, Kamariyah, Kamariyah.
Kamariyah.